Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No rules, and you're not worried about roster guys getting upset, nothing like that. It's like you look at the talent out there, you can pick one guy, you don't have to give him, we say his name, but we'll give him a different name so we're not tampering.
Yeah. Maybe he's a pass rusher for another team 3 hours away and he got paid about $40 million this year.
Gotcha. 3 hours away.
3 hours.
I'm kind of not good with that.
Where did LeBron James play basketball?
Oh,
Brandon Bean on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast about you could add any one player to this team. He basically is saying there, Myles Garrett.
I'm glad he threw in the LeBron thing at the end because he could have also met TJ Watt just from the first clue.
Did he get $40
million? Yeah, he did.
Okay.
So he could have meant either. And then he made it very clear. Oh, he's talking about Myles Garrett.
Garrett over TJ Watt. Don't tell Andrew Filippone. He's going to be very upset about that.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett. He says Myles Garrett. Can I can I have a little license here? Can I have a little room
sure,
to stretch?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I have a little room what time to is it? Stretch my legs?
6:33. Go ahead. No one's awake anyway.
Listen, having Myles Garrett would be awesome. There's no doubt about that. He's amazing. He's a great player. He commands so much attention and gravity. He gets double-teamed more than anybody. He beats double teams. He's an unbelievable player, and the Bills should, of course, want to have him on the team. However, I'd like to stretch my legs on this point.
His nickname is also Superman, by the way, on Pro Football Reference.
Very good.
Great. As my hunt continues, there's like 16 players that have the nickname Superman.
Whenever the point is brought up about another premier position that's paid very well, yes, wide receiver, I get an endless deluge of who's the last really great receiver to win a Super Bowl. Ready? Let's play that game with defensive end. Let's play that game with the Patriots. 20 years. How many Super Bowls? Who's their best ever defensive end in that stretch? Who was it? Can you name three?
Michael Bennett for New England?
Yeah.
Although he might have been. No, he was on Seattle. That's not even right.
Who's the best? Where are the great defensive ends in winning Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Of course, part of my point is here. I think that argument is always weak at best about any position that's not quarterback. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks win. We know that. But every once in a while, people will try to just apply it to, when's the last really great running back? Oh, now we got Barkley. Okay, scratch that off the list. Who's the last really great linebacker? Safety. But anytime we talk receiver, people will try to say that. Well, the Chiefs did it without any. I mean, they had Tyreek Hill for a couple of theirs. Oh, Brady didn't have any receivers. Well, he had a couple when he was in Tampa. Tight end, he had Gronk, of course. Mm-hmm. Mahomes had Kelsey.
Yep.
Sometimes this reverse, hey, did they have a great one of these guys? The Chiefs are amidst the dynasty. Who's the best defensive end? Frank Clark?
Yeah.
George Karlaftis?
George Karlaftis. I was actually just looking.
These are good players.
I was looking at the highest paid defensive ends in the league and like where, how far down the list you have to go to guys that have won the Super Bowl. And it's Karlaftis. Karlaftis, I believe, is the highest paid defensive end in the NFL that has won the Super Bowl. TJ Watt, no. Myles Garrett, no. Danielle Hunter, no. Max Crosby, Nick Bosa, Josh Hynes-Allen, Brian Burns, Montez Sweat, Rashawn Gary, Van Ginkle.
I guess that means that they are not worth it. Sorry.
I'm doing
the thing where I don't even agree with an argument, so I'm making the argument
right.
that is made to point about. Out how absurd that argument always has been. No, of course I don't actually believe that having Myles Garrett would prevent you from doing it. Same way that if he had said, you know, Justin Jefferson. What if he had said Ja'Marr Chase? He can't say Ja'Marr. He can't say it. He knows he can't say that.
No.
But there's just as good of a case for an unstoppable offensive weapon.
I mean, A.J. Brown just won the Super Bowl.
He did.
He's the fifth highest paid receiver in the NFL.
But it's not about, like, those two positions up against one another. It's just
he
is saying he wanted he'd love to have Garrett. Did he make a call? Did he try to start offers there for Cleveland? You are rebuilding. Let me give you some stuff.
Yeah.
Let me give you firsts and seconds. Let me give you what do you need? I'm here to give it to you.
You know what's interesting? How many positions could you really do this with? Could you do it with all of them? Except for quarterback? Like, hey, when's the last time a guy at an elite player at this position has won the Super Bowl?
You could pretty much do it.
Because running back is the position everyone always does it with, right? And Barkley now has happened, that makes it different. But before Barkley, it's like 20 years of running backs. Just like what? LeGarrette Blount's won 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like no McCaffrey, no Derrick Henry. And if you could do it with edge rusher, I'm wondering if you could do it with almost any. Maybe like left tackle is one of these where you could do it. Tight end is definitely one where, I mean, you went from Gronk to Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, an elite tight end's won the Super Bowl almost every year. But other than that, I wonder if you could do this with almost anything.
Yeah, it's always been shady at best.
Yeah, that's right.
But does it represent just that he picks the best defensive player in football? Or
mm-hmm.
is there a larger point here about, listen, the Bills have chased this position more than any other.
Mm-hmm.
Have they not?
Yes.
They went out and they got quarterback and they nailed it. End of story. Boom. Done. Check. Defensive end, they have chased a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A first-round pick, 2 second-round picks, a third-round pick, a Bosa signing, a Von Miller signing.
Trent Murphy
signing. Jerry Hughes.
Who was the
re-signing?
I mean, who was the Leonard the Panther? Floyd, they signed a Panther to like a
Mario
$10
Addison.
Mario Addison. Yeah.
Like they're constantly trying this position, and this is a year where they bolster it through free agency and the draft, and Landon Jackson in the draft, and Bosa in free agency. I feel like we should kind of get to, and now that they have Maxwell Harrison and Christian Benford. They're going to be here for a while,
mm-hmm.
and if Harrison is good, first-round pick next year, defensive end. First-round pick the next year, defensive end. Like they're just
make it the favorite every year.
Yeah, make it the favorite. They're going to chase that forever, and I'm not even saying that it's wrong to. It's a premier position, and taking one in the first round is a great bargain. Rousseau has been that. Rousseau has been a nice player that was cheap for a while. Now he's extended, and now they got a nice defensive end.
Well, there are arguments against it. For sure, going that way. And Bean, like, he explains after that Garrett clip that, like, he talks about wanting to get Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow on the ground. Like, that is – and he said the same thing about Von Miller. When they asked him on that podcast yesterday about, what's the one trade that you were close to that you lose sleep at night, and he referenced not being able to get Von – at the deadline before they had signed him in free agency. So that's when he goes to the Rams, and the Rams win the Super
Bowl. Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Super Bowl. And he talked yesterday in that podcast about, you know, he does think about, like, the what if. Like, what if Von was
on the 13 seconds
on team? That team, like, would that have been the difference? Because he talks about getting Mahomes on the ground, getting Burrow on the ground. That is what he clearly, I don't even think this is disputable, he clearly views that as the missing piece.
Yeah.
The missing piece of this team. I bet he would say in an honest-to-God moment, why they haven't won yet is we haven't had that guy.
And then they did.
We haven't had that guy.
They did get him, and they got him for 8 games.
Right. And I think the argument against it is that, you know, other than really the Eagles last year in the Super Bowl, Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow, a little different, but especially Mahomes and Jackson, you can have the best pass rush in the world. If they are getting the ball out quick and they are buying time with their feet, like, they're able to escape that pressure. They're able to neutralize that pressure. The Eagles have had great defensive line. They had an amazing defensive line the year before last year.
Yep.
And guess what? Oh, the Chiefs offensive line was a little better, and Mahomes was getting the ball out quicker. So what happened? They never got near him.
They didn't touch him.
And that team, like, set the sack record.
Yes.
They didn't come near him.
And they didn't get him once. Right?
So, like, there are – I'm not saying it's the worst plan in the world to be this invested in defensive end, but there are arguments against being this obsessed with it. And it also probably means that he made a very aggressive call about Myles Garrett this spring, didn't he?
The guy asked for a trade and said goodbye in a paper.
Like, don't you feel like if the Browns had been willing to play ball and actually trade him, that he might be a Buffalo Bill right now?
I'd love to have found out.
Like, it really feels like to me he would be a Bill right now. Is he getting outbid? He just said that there's no player in the league that he would rather have.
Right, right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It's always an interesting conversation. And again, like, it's always strawmanned about, like, what's Myles Garrett done? How many playoff games does he have? None?
Again,
of course.
One playoff win. Remember they beat the Steelers in the COVID year?
They smoked them, that's right.
But that's it in, what, a 10-year career?
Right.
8-year career?
Right. So,
yeah, it's not much.
Excuse us for kind of like making a point about an argument that we don't necessarily agree with, but it's to lay out that the other argument that's made is often not worth agreeing with.
It also is what, like, I wonder about, like, what happens in his mind with that position, because here's Parsons that is everything he could dream of for that position and that final piece to get Mahomes, Burrow, and Jackson on the ground. Here he is available, and he basically said it with us. Can't get him.
Can't get him
right now because of the time of year and because of the cap. You don't have the ability to make that swing right now. And I wonder if this plays into a James Cook discussion or a Connor McGovern discussion or a David Edwards and Osiris Torrance. Like, all these guys that they're going to have to make a decision on whether or not to pay. Is there a little piece of Bean that's thinking, let me just wait because I want to know if I get a real go at this guy, I want to have everything I have to load up and go get him. And if I've paid $13 million over here for Cook per year, and I've paid $12 million for McGovern over here, well, there's $25 million right there that I can't offer Micah Parsons.
Right.
And I wonder if that's part of his mentality.
Well, if that were true, wouldn't you offer fewer middle-range contracts? The Bills don't. There's this.
But they've already done it.
I know. They've done a lot. They've done a lot. If you were constantly going to be obsessed with this position, I almost feel like, whatever, my advice to Bean, if it's even advice, would be, do you have to keep a $25 million space open? Just keep it open. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when a Garrett situation or a Parsons situation, by the way, neither of these guys moved, or Hendrickson didn't move, Crosby didn't move.
Yeah.
This is why you draft them, because these guys actually do not get traded.
Right.
The last guy to get traded was Khalil Mack.
That's part of the risk. That's part of the, well, like, not going and getting Josh Palmer and Joey Bosa, like, sure, that increases my opportunity to go get Micah Parsons, but I need Micah Parsons to actually get traded.
Right.
That's a risk. I'm missing out on players that, sure, like, it might not be the smartest business, but they should help me a little bit this year. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to pass on that for the maybe of this great, like, that's where I get that it would be tough to do.
Yep.
But I don't know. Some of these guys are so good that it might be worth it. It might be worth the risk.
803-0550 on the Bills. Relentless pursuit for the great pass rusher. We did see it for 8 games. Vaughn was doing the job. And then they played that game in Detroit, tore his knee up, and that dream kind of died there. 803-0550. 1-888-552-550. TJ, hang on. We'll get to your call on the other side. Sal at 7 to recap yesterday's Bills practice. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills, at 8 o'clock. Your calls along the way here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.